Feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders? You're not alone. Working in the trades can be tough, long hours, physical demands, and the constant pressure can take a toll on your mental and emotional well-being. It's time to invest in you. Steps to Happiness Coaching offers personalized support to help you manage stress and improve work-life balance, build resilience and overcome challenges, enhance your relationships on and off the job site, and find purpose and satisfaction in your work. Life coach Teresa Greco understands the unique pressures of your world. You'll learn practical tools and strategies to unlock your inner joy. Let her help you build a stronger, happier you. So don't let stress hold you back. Schedule a free consultation today. You deserve to be happy because life is too short to be anything but. Check out Steps to Happiness Coaching at teresagreco.ca or email Teresa at stepstotruehappiness@gmail.com or connect with her on IG at teresagreco_steps to happiness or Facebook Steps to Happiness with Teresa Greco. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Manny.
It's always nice to see you.
I know. It's always so nice to be here.
Ron.
Hi.
Hello.
Mark, can you hear us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, yep. We can.
Okay, no, because WhatsApp sometimes it doesn't work that well, right?
Well, I'm in this particular space where we're recording the show, it seems to be a little bit better than the landlines.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, because sometimes I have it where, I'm not sure you know, sometimes it disconnects and then reconnects.
Right. Well, we'll see how it goes. If I have to call you on your on your phone.
No problem.
Okay, perfect. So, Mark, hi.
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 Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Manny.
Hey, Mark. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Manny. I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to get on the phone with us.
No problem. I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to having a little chit chat.
So, Mark, as I know you, you're a pretty happy guy, and I think today you were going to share a little bit about what you do to cultivate your happiness, and despite maybe where you were before and some of the challenges that you've overcome and how those challenges have highlighted the importance of like living your best life and doing all the things that you have on your plate to do.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm not sure where I start, but I guess I'm basically happy because I went through a lot in life. And I guess I came to a point where I realized why stress, right? Why stress about the future, or why stress about the past, what's happened, or why stress about the present? Because at the end of the day, we're given this life and we're here. And I think we're trying to find our purpose, I guess, find what makes us happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I came to an aha moment where I realized, you know what, just be happy, just do the best you can. And for me, it comes from God, I guess, because I'm faith-based and I grew up in the church. My parents, sent us to Sunday school, even when they had to work. So it was one of the things where I look back and I thank them for it. My mom's gone, God rest her soul. And that's kind of part of my happiness in the sense I miss her every day. But when I lost my mom, that's when I kind of went through a really tough period. And if I had a really good corporate career, and it was really good, and I was very successful with my ex-wife and my family, everything else. We had good opportunities to do a lot with the kids. We had the boy and the girl, which was great. And, either you got lucky or or it cost you $1 million to raise them. So you couldn't pass down the hockey equipment to the girl. So, it's one of those things, right? But I realized how lucky I was to have that opportunity. And although I lost my mom, and, I just wanted to figure out, what's next after I lost my mom. So I came to the realization of starting my own business, which I always wanted to do, which I had started when I was 8 years old, a little shoeshine business. So that kind of got me on a path where I started figuring, okay, you know what? What's my purpose here? What's God got me set up for? And during that period when I quit a really good corporate job that I was getting paid to basically to show up and people would take me for lunch almost every day because I was in control of the dealerships across Canada, and the suppliers wanted to make sure I would put their product in the line, and basically they would take me golfing or take me for lunch. So
it's not a bad gig.
It was a great opportunity, but I wasn't happy, and I lost my mom during that period, and I realized, you know what, I can't continue doing this. And it was a realization that, you know, there must be more to life than just working so hard for somebody else. So I started my own business. It took some time to get to where I am today. But during that period, I lost my marriage at the same time because my ex-wife tried for a while to go the entrepreneur route. But then she decided she just wanted what she felt was security, right?
Yeah.
So that was very tough for me. So having gone through that, made me realize, you know what? Why am I going to stress about what's going to happen in the future? I have to learn from the past, right? I had to learn from what I went through, losing my mom, and then I went through losing my marriage. And then how do I now be present, right? And that's what I've learned. And I've learned basically mindset and emotions. I'm a big Anthony Robbins fan, you know. You know, God's there, but he puts people in your life to, I think, help you. And Anthony Robbins and Wayne Dyer was two mentors of mine. God rest Wayne Dyer's soul. And they kind of helped me with personal development, just learning from them how to, you know, basically have a strong mindset, right? And as Anthony Robbins speaks, your mindsets and your emotions basically help control your life. How you react to a situation determines the quality of your life and your happiness, right? So if you're angry and you react to it in a certain way, then that could be very negative for you. Versus if you're angry, maybe take some time, just relax, find the good in that situation, stay positive, and just be happy. And look for the silver lining.
Yeah.
In things that happen to you in life. So that's what I've learned to. I've learned to just, you know, learn from the past, live for the present, plan for the future, but don't stress about the future because there's no point. Because we don't know if we have the future, right?
Yes.
So that's how I live now. I live presently. I just enjoy my day. I get up every morning. And I thank God for, you know, life. And I tell people, if you wake up and you're breathing, then that's a blessing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd be grateful. And gratitude is the other thing. I look at gratitude. I thank God the fact that, you know, this earth is still here for us. And we have the chance every day that he gives us to trust me, go make a difference in this world. And that's kind of what I'm focused on right now with my business, my family, my friends, and laugh. I laugh a lot. You know that about me, Teresa. So because I tell people laughter is one of the greatest medicines on this earth. I think if we all learn to laugh, even laugh at ourselves. So, you know, I think that's how we have to walk this earth and be humble. And be humble, we all have egos, but I think we've all got to humble ourselves to the point where, you know, this is a great earth, a great opportunity we've been given. And, you know, I think we just got to try and be happy and get along and live the best life, or our best life, right?
Very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for all of that. I just want to pick apart, you know, you shared so many great tips in what you just shared. And I just want to go back to the stress, because stress is something that many of us feel. And almost plagued with it, that our nervous system is so under stress that we don't even realize it anymore, that it's just like it becomes your norm. And so you said some of the ways that you've overcome that is by staying present And so that's one, calling your attention always to the present moment. But another strategy that you said was that when you are stressing about something from the past, that you try to find the lesson in that.
Yeah, correct.
And that's an excellent strategy to do, because if we're just having life happen to us without realizing that life is always happening for us, which means correct. That if it's happening for us, this shit that I'm going through right now has a purpose to show me something about myself. And so I love that. That's one of the strategies that you do. And then when you said about, you know, not stressing about the future, which a lot of people's anxiety and worry and doubt about, you know, what does the future hold, you know, here as, you know, us here in Canada with all the things that the government is doing, and then just on the global stage, and then just things that are happening in our own life that we're stressed about. And so I thought that that was also, you know, staying in the present moment. But how do you, like, do you find yourself like maybe worrying about things, but you have, you know, a quick strategy that pulls you back to the present moment? Because I was asked that yesterday on a podcast. Someone says, how do you stay present in the moment? And so I want to throw that out to you to say, how do you stay present instead of, you know, going into fear and worry and doubt for the future?
Okay, that's a good question. Yeah. Just my mindset, you know. I think I've really learned a lot from, you know, great mentors, personal development, like I said, Anthony Robbins and Wayne Dyer, but also obviously God. I like I said, I'm really faith-based, so I just kind of, you know, more or less give it to God. You know, I kind of just in meditation, I kind of go into a little bit of meditation to keep my mind silent, right? And I breathe, right? I just kind of breathe. And then if I'm really just kind of maybe sometimes going through something, I'll go down to the lake, right? Mm-hmm. To me, water is very common, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I just love we have lakes here, but I love the ocean too. So that's what I like to do. I just go, or I go for a walk, because it just gets me out of whatever environment I might be in. And then when you're in nature, especially too, I try and get out in nature. Mm-hmm. Looking at the trees and what God's put on the earth, the trees, the animals, right? The birds, right? Mm-hmm. All that for me just makes me realize, you know what? Things aren't that bad after all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I realize how wonderful this earth is and this precious life that we've been given, that, you know, just go with it, you know, go with it and trust. And like mm-hmm. I tell people, you got to trust in something. I trust in God and I believe in God, like I said, and I'm not here to put religion on you. And I look at it different. I look at religion as, you know, the way that people have used it sometimes against God, right? Mm-hmm. But I think we kind of want to have our own one-on-one relationship with God outside of the church or religion, because I think that's sometimes where people can get mixed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think it's either God or the universe or mm-hmm. whatever you want to believe in. But I tell people to believe in something higher than us, mm-hmm. a higher power that has put us here for a purpose and is there to guide us when we kind of get lost, or just there to guide us when we need help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I look at it, to be real. Yeah.
Mm, I love that.
Hey, Mark, I was just wondering, it sounds like, how far back are we talking about that you started taking this different path where you started appreciating, no matter what it was, if it was a small detail in life or a larger detail in life, that you started paying attention to all that stuff? That do you at times nowadays look back in your earlier years of life when you were just in the hustle and bustle and realize that you miss so many opportunities to just appreciate the little things in life?
Right. Yeah. About 15 years. My mom passed away 17 years ago.
Yeah.
God rest her soul, this last December. And 2 years, it was very tough. Very tough. I was just not having a good time. But after I came to the realization that, you know what, she would want me to go on, right? And just light it up, right? Yeah. So that's when I came to the aha moment with God saying, you know, hey, listen, there's other things for you to do here on this earth. And that's it. So the last 15 years, I've been trying to, you know, in that kind of realm. And Teresa, I'm not sure how long we've known each other now. We've known a few years, actually before COVID, because, we talked through COVID. Mm-hmm. And I have to stay present, because if I don't, then I'm doing a disservice to myself, right? Because I got myself to a better place being present. And just like you said, Teresa, life happening for you, right? Not to you.
And if I reflect on all of the motivational posts that you send me, right? So when you send me those, I'm like, well, that's what you're being surrounded with, right? So I'm sure your explore page on IG is just filled with, you know, all this inspirational and motivational content, because you send it to me. And I feel like, you know, how do you use those as a way of reminding you of, you know, what's important?
Actually, that's a good question, because I when I see a good one, I usually send it out to a network that I have, and like yourself and quite a few, they message me back and they say, hey, thank you for that. I needed that. And that helps me, because it makes me realize, you know what? Sending that message to somebody, they needed that day, right? Mm-hmm. I've had so many people say, wow, thanks for reminding me. Thanks for the reminder, right? Mm-hmm. And people repost saying, thank you, LCM group. So it's kind of interesting, you know? I just do it humbly, because it makes me feel good about that message, like you. And then people just comment and they kind of send back and they say, like, thank you for that. And, you know, it's just what I needed today. Or thanks for the reminder, right?
Yeah.
So, or they give the heart or the thumbs up, right? So, because we're all looking for positiveness and inspiration, right? And I think we're all so busy that we forget about that at times, what, you know, that we got to slow down. I think, you know, I think because there's one post I really like, and it says about sit in silence, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. It's about, I think you might have seen that one, sit in silence for a day or something like that, and just don't do anything for maybe an hour or something. Just sit in silence, right?
Yeah, but that's hard for people to do. That's even to say in meditation. You know, you're asked to sit in silence, and it's hard because the monkey brain, right? The monkey brain is always just working. But when we sit like purposefully in silence, and we ask for guidance on something, right? So we're conditioned to always look outside of ourselves for answers. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Asking everyone else. But the real answer to what we're looking for lies within ourselves. And when we can sit in silence and set that intention to say, okay, I need some guidance with whatever. So I'll give you an example. So my husband's friend, he was on the phone with him the other day, and he's a carpenter. And he was given an opportunity to like price a job. And so he does custom homes, but this custom home is enormous. Like it has steel beams. It's huge. And he has a small crew of people. And so he said, he was talking to my husband, and he said, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning where my whole body felt so sick, he said, where I feel like we can't do this job. And he's like, my crew can handle it. It's bigger than we've ever done. And he's like, I just don't feel good about it. And so when he told me about the physical reaction that he was getting when he thought about this job, I was like, he can't do it. Like, this is his intuition saying to him, this is not for you. I don't know if there was going to be like an accident down the way, you know, something bad was probably going to happen, but he felt it so viscerally to say that it woke him up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so he's made, but his mind says, yeah, but we can make a lot of money. It's a good job. Yeah. It's going to take us like 6 months to do it. And, but his whole body is like, he's like, I don't have a good feeling about this. And so I was like, we need to go when we're getting that instinct, right? That gut instinct, that inner whatever. And sometimes when we sit in silence, I'm telling this story because when we sit in silence and you ask, you know, is this something that I should move forward with? If you get the feeling that it's a no, we need to honor that and not use our rational mind to say, well, it can make us a lot of money and my employees will be occupied on this for 6 months. Does it matter? Because if somebody gets hurt, it could be him personally or one of his employees gets hurt on the job because it's a job that a type that they've never done before. He's getting the information that he's not to move forward with it. And so sitting in silence. So do you use sitting in silence also as a way to guide you on like on your path and to help you make decisions, you know, with your business or your life?
Yes, 100%. That's like I said, the big one for me because usually when I got challenges, we all have challenges, right? I tell people we go through ups and downs. The key is how you get up off the canvas and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And, you know, you got to get up and keep going. So when I do have those challenges at times, yes, I do sit in silence and I kind of put it to God. And because I, like I said, I'm faith-based and I pray and I meditate and I ask God, you know, what's the answer here? And there's always something that he's got set up and there's blessings out of the story that you weren't expecting, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're expecting things to go a certain way, like that guy, maybe that quote.
Yeah.
And then he gets that message from God or the universe that says, you need to think about this. you know what I mean? So again, that's kind of the lesson. Yeah. So that's what I do. I do that very much. So and that helps me, you know?
Yeah.
And it keeps me grounded. You know what I mean?
Yes, thank you.
And something else that I kind of look at too that helps me is when I see a situation, I realize my situation isn't that bad. Now, I'll give you an example. This is really, really sad and it's a tough situation, but we all go through stuff in life and death. Death is a tough one, right?
Yes.
So one of my best friends from actually youth group in church, you know, his wife right now is dying of Lou Gehrig disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just terrible. I don't know how my best friend, one of my best friends, is watching his wife die right now. It's terrible. So I realized when you look at other situations, your life isn't that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Compared to what some other people are going through.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, so we got to be thankful for what we have in life and realize that, you know, what some other people might be going through is really devastating compared to what you're going through, right?
Yeah. Yep. And there's times that, you know, and even I've heard other people, right? They say, oh, I can't watch the news because it's so negative. But when I do, when I do watch the news, it's become a gratitude opportunity for me because every story highlights how lucky I am in my life, right? Oh, you know, this person got shot and died. Oh, thank God my family and we're still here. Oh, look at these floods and these tornadoes. And oh my God, thank God we're okay here. Like it's one story after the next on the news of like how I need to be grateful for my life and the life that I have here, even though, you know, we want to lament as Canadians that things are, you know, not okay. But then when I look at, you know, some of the war torn places, you're just like, I'm like, oh my God, where are they living? Right. Because all the buildings have been destroyed and I'm not like, and here I am complaining that our highways are all packed. Like bring you back to like really how blessed we are. So thank you for sharing that.
For taking perspective, because even here, I'm sure for you too, I'm sure for both you guys, especially in the wintertime, when I'm in Toronto walking the streets in the wintertime and I see the same guy that I walk by in the same position and it's freezing and he's homeless.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his blankets and he's in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there every night that I walk past that spot. And I'm like, how do you live like that?
Yeah.
You know, like, can't we help? Like, and that's a big thing for me, like mental health and homelessness. That's just, it's a tough one. Mm-hmm. So how do we help? I don't know. And then that puts things in perspective again. Like, you know, that guy, like, how does he survive every night? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure there's probably an angel there. God's got an angel that's getting him through. And hopefully we can get him into a shelter, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I appreciate your time, Mark.
Mark, really, thank you.
Thank you so much for jumping on the call and sharing so much.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. And keep laughing. Laughter is the greatest medicine.
It's true, okay? Very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate it. We have to wrap this one up.
And
we
have another.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Bye.